Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we're going to be in the yum yum zone. How's that? And I don't mean sex, and I don't mean chocolate, I don't mean candy. I'm talking about yum yum, we don't want none. That kind of candy section. I was listening to something the other day, or reading something the other day. How they want to put the Neuralink now in your to connect you directly to your cell phone, and the Neuralink to connect you to your computer. So when I read this, I had this Mediterranean moment. I started speaking in tongues. I forget how far I went either way, but a lot of it was Canadian. There was a lot of F words that came out of that that dialogue. Because I understand the implications of nanotechnology, nanobiology, nanobiotech, you know, nano integration, nanomotors. I mean, there's so much that we don't know that's been going on for decades, if not maybe a century. And when I see where we're at today, I figure by the year 2025, I figure it's going to be all locked down by then. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it might come sooner, maybe it might come a little later, but it'll be within the next 5 years we're going to see some drastic changes. And what we're going to be made to accept, and the amount of bullshit that they're going to tell us to get us to accept certain things, it's just going to be mind-boggling for me anyway, because so many people will just eat it up, hook, line, and sinker. Some of us are just going to have this Chuck U. Farley attitude. I'm one of those guys that I think was born with this attitude. I think when I came out of my mother's womb, the first thing I probably said, Chuck U. Farley. I must have said it. I had to have said it. I took one look around me and said, you've got to be kidding me. I remember years ago, Brian396 and myself were having a discussion when we both have our beliefs, you know, and so he was telling me about his beliefs and what he taught, and I responded. And he told me that I chose to come down here too. I said, no. I said, that's your belief. I said, my belief, I got drafted. I said, what do you mean you got drafted? I says, I was up in the heavenly place. I took one look down here and said, no bloody way. I didn't say that to him. We were speaking like men, so we used our Canadian language. Anyway, so no bloody way. I said, God had us line up, said who would go for us, and again, don't get all worked up because I made this comment. And I said, no way, I'm standing in line saying, no. You know, it was my mind anyhow. Everybody took 3 steps back. God said, we have a winner. I said, who? Came out of the womb saying, Chuck U. Farley. That's my sense of humor for the day. Anyway. We are in the days of Nimrod at this stage. We haven't got to the days of Noah yet. I think we went past the days of Noah, and we're in the days of Nimrod. Because see, in the days of Nimrod, it's a biblical reference for those of you who've never read the Bible. They were building a Tower of Babel, and in this construct of building this Tower of Babel, everybody was working in unison, in uniformity, without uttering a word. They were directly linked mentally, psychically, and they knew exactly what they had to do without communicating a word. They're of one mind and one language. Language implies programming in this situation, programming language. They already had the program downloaded, and they were following the protocols of that language, or whatever that code was. Nanotechnology works exactly the same way. See, I see some correlations to that and to this technology. Now, some of you might say I'm taking the Bible out of context. C'est la vie, you're entitled to your perspective. I am entitled to mine. And in my perspective, and I could be completely wrong, and I'll be the first to admit to it if I am, but I don't think so. And again, that's my perspective. But when you see nanotechnology work, and when it goes into constructing itself, each nanoparticle is slightly different dimensions. All of them are modulating at 100,000 modulations in different bands or frequencies. And they are all exactly 1 nanosecond apart, and they are in some kind of communication network that isn't hackable, not by anything we have anyway. So the Rife machines and these spooky machines aren't going to do jack diddly. No matter what they say they can do, they will not touch this tech. They are not even closely on the same level. And the only thing that they're seeing being impacted here is that it accelerates the assembly of the program and may reduce biofilm or may exponentially make it grow, depending on what they're doing. And again, I don't know what they're doing, don't want to know what they're doing. I knew somebody that used that technology trying to fight this nano, and it actually killed them. Killed her, I should say. Took 2 years. And it was a torturous death because then they took over her mind and her body, because she had been broken down so bad. So anyway, I am not a big perpetrator of nano or scalar, not when it comes to this. If it's a simple pathology, a simple bacterium, a simple virus, perhaps it may work on that. But when it comes to this sophisticated technology that's integrated with biology, it isn't going to do jack diddly. Zero. It's like someone told me they're going to use borax to stop the assemblage of nanotechnology. What a joke. What a horrendous joke. This is why I'm saying to a lot of you all the time that you really have to research this field in order to understand when you don't wind up being duped by dumbasses and propagators of stupidity in regard to what's going on today. So tonight, in the links, I put up a bunch of different links in regarding to this field of technology. Nanomotors, nanobiology, nanorobotics, the whole shooting match. And what got me on this theme was that Neuralink. Because, see, once that's in place and you're connected to it, you can pretty well kiss your ass goodbye. I am not one to mince words here. Because once you're linked to the machine, the next step is you are the machine. See, they've been doing this in gradual increments in us. How many of you feel like shit all the time? You wake up, you're hurting, you're in pain, you can barely move, your mobility is minimized, you can barely think, you can barely remember, you can barely focus. You're hearing ringing in the ears all the time. Sometimes you're hearing voices in your head. Sometimes you are extremely moody and depressed. Sometimes you're just in a state of suicidal thoughts. Sometimes you're in a state of anger and enraged and violent. Those are all tied to frequencies. All of it. So you might be feeling relieved because, oh, it's not me. It's you in the sense that you're the target. Now, I'm also presenting this so that when you see some of the bullshit that's being propagated on the media to deceive and to maneuver and to weave you into the lie they want you to accept. Okay, once you accept a lie, you start believing it, and you put your full trust and confidence in the belief of that lie. So now when somebody tells you the truth, you find that almost impossible to accept because you've been believing so much bullshit for so long that you think that the bullshit is the real reality of what we're dealing with, what is real. And it isn't. And everybody today that's in any kind of position has a PhD in bullshit. Gotta tell you. I know I've used the word quite a bit, but I'm trying to get hit something home here. They all have a PhD in it. TV evangelicals, your clerics, your priests, your high leaders in whatever religious or spiritual ideologies, your political spectrum. Look at the joke. Look at the horrendous joke that just happened in the United States. You know, the Democrats have just shown the world how bloody stupid this party really is. They more or less just handed the election to the President of the United States. Next election, he's going to win hands down. Nobody in their right mind is going to run against him because it's political suicide to do so. You have a bunch of dweebs and dumbasses in that other party. The Republican Party is a machine at this stage. Got acquitted. He's not charged. And this is an interesting thing. When they asked Pelosi about, you know, what she thought, she said, "I don't care what they say. He's still impeached." This is a congresswoman in California. And Trump made a very good comment. You know, go fix California. Look at California. Look at that state. It's a disaster. I sometimes think to being in politics is equivalent to being a leech. You bleed the life force out of the citizens so that you can live in a life of comfort while everybody else basically is caved in and literally killing each other to exist. It just seems like the whole political, and even on the religious spectrum, same thing. In the name of God, Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, El Shaddai, Vishnu, Great Spirit, no matter however you want to entitle the Almighty. Seems like in His name, more bullshit gets propagated than any other name out there. Just so that a handful of representatives of whatever temple, church, institution, whatever you may want to call it, can have their life of luxury. It is amazing when we see, even in that realm, how bad we've been duped to accept this deceitful game. Even Jesus said, don't follow the priest, listen to what they got to say, but don't do what they do. I'd encourage you all to do the same thing. If you're reading from the Bible, and I'm speaking in reference to that, stick to what it says, not what these guys in the pulpit say. Most of them don't know their ass from a hole in the ground anyway. So, and they're not going to tell you the truth about Jesus anyhow. They're going to teach you about some Baal Jesus, Baal, some crap. It's crazy, you know, I cannot get over in my mind how bad and desperate is a good word, desperate that the dark forces and the dark entities must be to put the pressure on the way they're doing right now to keep everybody or to try to keep everybody in a state of darkness. It is incredible to see this. And the bullshit and the games that they're propagating to, again, dissuade and to confuse and cause chaos and doubt and where a person stands in their faith. It's astounding. And the signs and wonders that we're watching and going to be watching are all going to be automated through some kind of technology. It's not even going to be spiritual in any way, but someone's going to make something spiritual about artificial intelligence. I mean, after all, we've got a church of the AI now. And we're going to make something spiritual about some of the miraculous things that nanotechnology is going to be able to do, or seemingly miraculous. But there's always a drawback to this dark science. Always. They've been propagating carbon C60. Everyone's telling me about carbon C60. They're telling me carbon C60 is becoming more and more popular. I said, no, it's not more popular. It's not really more popular. You're just finding out about it now. And they do have an advertising campaign to get people hooked on this crap so they can wire them up that much faster, hook them up to their network a lot quicker because of the carbon component to the carbon C60. Say, oh, you pee it out. You don't pee it out. You can't pee out carbon C60. The only way that comes out is through the respiratory tract. But they don't tell you that either. And they mix it with olive oil. Why? Because olive oil has a high carbon content, so it actually camouflages it. So when it does come out the body, people think they're pissing it out, but they're not pissing out the carbon C60. They're pissing out the carbon out of the olive oil. But again, nobody reads. Nobody researches. We're too busy watching the YouTube channels. We're too busy being mesmerized. We're too busy being hypnotized. You know, now when I'm talking here, I don't want anybody who's awake to feel I'm talking to you. If you're awake, that means you are struggling and striving to remove the bad programming that you have ongoing inside of you that's been put there through time and through conditioning. You're seeking the truth and trying to find the answers of truth and trying to walk in the ways of truth. So this isn't really applying to you. A lot of people are starting to listen to me or you're passing this information on. And sometimes they've never heard of what I'm talking about. They've never heard of nanorobots or nanotechnology or nanomotors or nano anything. Nor do they understand the nature of certain elements and components that can be once consumed can now act as a superconductive material inside the person's body and can emit and transmit at the same time information and data back and forth. And a lot of them don't know what a neural link is, where a neural link is a device that you put inside your brain so it allows you to have direct access to a technology. But the interesting thing about today's technology is it's already accessing your brain. I got a link on this thing that just being around a cell phone can affect the way you think. Can you imagine that? Now, I mean, you're carrying this cell phone by your testicles or by your flower or up there by your heart. Imagine what that's doing to your DNA. Imagine what that's doing to the heart. Imagine what that's doing to your endocrine system. Wow. And then it's right next to you. What's that doing to your head? Woohoo. I hear and obey. I hear and obey. I hear and obey. That's what your brain is saying. I hear and obey. Igor, yes, I hear and obey, you know. It's really important that you really grasp what's going on. I got a link on my site. Somebody sent it to me from France, and then I had it on my email as well. She sent it to me, and I looked at it, and then it popped up on my email. So, well, what do you know about, you know, getting hit twice here with this? So better take a look at it. And I looked at this picture, and it says the title of the document. Let's see if I can find it real quick. The title of the document was that virus with no recognizable genes. You know, the scientists have found the virus in Brazil, and they say they can't. You know, scientists discover baffling virus in Brazil with no recognizable genes. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I can look at, and I looked at the illustration myself, and I can see the nanotechnology plain as day. Nanobiology, plain as day. And when you see this picture, see, I'm presenting this to you so you guys can start looking at this and start recognizing what's really going on. So you can see the distinction here of a mimetic. I didn't get a chance to find a mimetic. I got a mimetic information on my it might be on my website on the Augmented Force, but if not, I'll have to see if I can find a site where I can get a PDF for you guys so you can see what a mimetic is. A mimetic, essentially what it is a copy of a biological agent. In other words, I can take a nano program and program it to look like and function like a bacteria. I can take a nano particle, design it, program it so it can operate like a virus or like a mold or like a bacteria or like an algae or like a fungi. Imagine that. We can take a technological device, integrate it with some kind of nucleic acid, XNA, PNA, LNA, GNA, whatever, and now we can program it to function just like a virus, or just like a bacterium, or just like a mold, or just like an algae, or perhaps even just whatever we design it to do. How many of you have been working at removing nanobiotech from your bodies, have seen sometimes plant-like vegetation come out of your system, what looks like a branch, or sometimes looks like a mold, or sometimes looks like a bacterium? That is a mimetic. That is something that they put inside of us to mimic whatever pathology that they wanted it to mimic. You're the experiment. You're the test subject. You're the lab. Okay. So now let's take a look at the coronavirus. Corona, which means crown, head, corona. Now what happens when you have 1.3 to 5 billion people eating genetically engineered rice or wheat as a main staple? And what happens when you have 1.3 to 1.5 billion people eating nanocomposites in the food supply? That's right into the genetic code of whatever they're eating. That's not including the vegetation. I'm always harping about vegans being so stupid because they're eating nothing but programmable plants now that have the nanoassembly inside the DNA. So what happens now when you got a population and you isolate 28 million people in an area where they can't get out? Sounds like a lab study going on to me. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm reading something more into this than it possibly could be. But perhaps, maybe I'm not. I'll let you connect the dots. See, Brian and I talk all the time. He says, we should let them connect the dots. And I always say, they don't even understand what you're reading, much less you're telling them to connect the dots. They can't even see the dots. They're on the nano scale. So I'm explaining these things to you so that you can now connect the dots. I'm also giving you data here for you to read. Now, I will say this. Some of you, it's going to be difficult to get your head around the fact that a military-industrial complex controlled by a government agency or agencies throughout the planet have conspired to create experimental material that they would release on the general population just to see people die. Now, you have to understand something here. These institutions do not see life and death like you and I. I have a belief in the living God through Jesus. That belief through Jesus makes me value life. Makes me respect life. Doesn't mean let me put it in this term, to respect the life that he created with men and women. Okay, I won't go out of my way to kill a man or a woman unless it's self-defense. And again, it would be the last resort. In other words, if there was nothing that would stop the person from continuing an assault and that would be the only way to make that person stop, then it's the only option available and that's what I would use. But it's the last resort. It's not something I go out of my way planning on doing with anybody. But because of that belief and that acceptance of that truth, I value the life of men, women, and children. So I would not, in my mind, consider going out of my way to put experimental material into people just to see if it can kill them or if they will die, or to test them to see if I can create a specific anomaly that I'm looking to create because of a experiment I'm doing with people. I don't think that way, but does it mean that the military-industrial complex does? They do. They don't look at you as a man or a woman. They look at you as a it. The term that the Zionists use is Goyim. Okay, I'm not saying Hebrew, I'm not saying Israeli, I'm not saying Israelite, I'm saying Zionist. There is a difference and there is a distinction. One is an organization, one is a people. That's the distinction. You don't have to be a it to be a Zionist. Okay, so we'll clarify that as well. But the term Goyim means basically an it, material, something to be used, something to shit on, something to walk on, or something to utilize as you see fit. That's how the term is used. That's why if somebody ever calls you that, you might want to clarify, make them clarify what they mean and set them straight, whatever form or fashion you see fit. The concept there is they can now put these materials inside of you without any hesitation, without any conscious of guilt, without any remorse, and can then activate these programs inside of you to create or to see the effect of what they're doing, to create whatever anomaly they want to create, or to even produce something from the body that maybe is not normally found, you know, in creation. We call that alchemy. Now, alchemy can be done using nanoscience. It's basically what it is. You can literally make lead from gold using nanochemistry. Nanofrequencies can be done now. You can alter the molecular structure of specific things. You can combine things together to create different structures that have never existed before. And you can create biological agents using synthetic biology. Imagine that. And imagine this. You were born into this planet, and you come out and you say, Chuck U. Farley, like I did. And you shake your head and look around you. And initially, you were eating real food that wasn't altered or tampered. Wasn't chemtrails coming down on your food supply. Nothing was genetically engineered. No frequencies were targeting your food. There were chemicals added to the ground, this was true, and there was pollutants that were still hitting your food supply, but it was still more wholesome than today. And all of a sudden now, after a decade, things were initiated into the food supply, like silica. Ooh, silica. Isn't that the same shit they tell you is good for you in the health food industry? Silica. And then find out later that silica causes DNA strand damage. Ooh. Causes skeletal structure compromises. Ooh. Causes cancers by a factor of 4. Ooh. Can create new diseases never heard before, like fibromyalgia, restless leg syndrome, autoimmune disorder. After 1 decade. Then another decade rolls by. And all of a sudden now, new and improved components have been done through genetics. We've added genetics, and now we've also started using radioactive materials to radiate the food supply. And we've added more metals into the food, and we've added different preserving agents and coloring agents into the food supply, which we started consuming, which then embedded themselves in our bodies. And a lot of these things were on a nanoscale, unbeknownst to us. Then another generation goes by, and then they decided to incorporate a component from a plant base that would cause major endocrine disrupting capacity, causing major thyroid damage, major thymus damage, major esophageal damage, major colon damage and intestinal damage. And aspects of that component then were propagated to protect women's breasts from cancer. All incorporated into the food supply, plus what was already there, plus what was also being added to further alter the genetic code and the DNA of everybody and everything, breaking down DNA strandages, adding more technology unbeknownst to the general population. So after 6 decades of different manipulations and modifications in the food supply, in the environment that we're living in the quality of air we were breathing, in the nanomaterials that we've absorbed just through breathing. And now we have one product on the market, maybe two, that might be being sold as the super duper pooper trooper of supplements because it is on a nano delivery method. We have nano silver, we have nano copper, we have nano zinc, we have nano carbon nano. We have nano delivery. Then we have something called pico. Oh, pico, which is even smaller than nano and more lethal. And then we started using microwaves in the 70s. And then as time went on, the microwave wasn't just coming from the microwave in the kitchen. It started coming from the cell towers, from the AM and FM radio station network antennas, and then it started coming in from radio frequencies, and it started coming from electromagnetic sources and all kinds of different places. And no matter where you were going, you were being hit with some kind of radio frequency on some kind of bandwidth, further not only altering your DNA and your genetic code, but further altering whatever it is you might have been consuming. It may still be in the intestinal tract or in the stomach. Then after a period of time, we started putting tiny little machines into a person's body. A little machine that could build and assemble and form networks. A machine that could repair itself. A machine that could replicate itself. A machine that could assemble, construct itself, all by a program. Then later on, the same technology got improved by having frequencies hitting the targets, causing whatever anomalies to occur that was programmed into those little tiny machines that we call nanobiotech. And then the medical people and the gurus are running around and saying it's a pathology, it's a bacterium, it's this, it's that, it's a worm, it's a parasite, and it's, oh, you know, it's a black goo, and it's a white goo, and it's a goo-goo, and it's a yo-yo, and it's, you know, all these things, giving it different names and different things, which completely distracted, detoured, misguided, you know, people into going into different directions. And people then went and bought all kinds of shit that didn't work. They bought all kinds of machines and devices that don't work, and they're being propagated to do some kind of special magical mystery something. And now frequencies were introduced and integrated, and as a frequency would be turned on and off, these devices then would expand or alter or shape or integrate further into the genetic code. And now we went up different generations of frequencies, 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, and now experimental 6G. 1G didn't cause problems. 2G's increased cancers by a factor of 4. 3G's further caused diabetic issues and pancreatic issues. 4G caused heart issues and liver issues and skeletal issues and cellular issues. 5G, the verdict is still out, but 6G. 6G is terahertz. I'm telling you, for over 2 years, the terahertz frequencies use two frequencies, infrared and microwave. And infrared allows for penetration into the body 4 inches. So imagine being in a flood in an area or in a circle when you're getting hit with infrared light. Infrared light. So now you're being penetrated all the way through, through and through. And then we send the microwave in. But this microwave now is directing the traffic of the nanotechnology. Again, a program is being engaged and now it's being directed by this light. But at the same time, same exact time, the microwave technology is now dispersing the fat cells in the body, making the fat cells release the water in the cells, accessing the hydrogen in the water. The hydrogen acting as a superconductor, amplifying the impact of a terahertz frequency. What are we seeing? What's going on? What's happening? Connect the dots. Nanoparticulates were already in the atmosphere from the 1950s and 1960s as a result of industries releasing these things, these particulates in the atmosphere. It wasn't until the late 60s, early 70s is when they started putting scrubbers into these industries to burn, further breaking down the nanoparticles. But still, tons and tons of nanoparticulates were still being released into the atmosphere. It got so bad that the coal stacks were releasing so much shit that Mr. Mulroney and Mr. Reagan in the United States and Canada signed a treaty between Canada and the United States to mitigate the release of these particulates that were causing sulfuric acid to fall out from the sky, landing in the rivers and streams, poisoning the fish supply and the aquatics in the environment. That was way back when, 80s. Today, there are no legislation, no regulation. The tests are coming out more and more and more. And the lethality of this technology and the lethality of the environment that this is causing. Women in India are complaining because their children are being born and they're coming out stupid. Stupid. Because of the brain damage that these particulates are causing. You have to understand, in today's time, anybody engaging in any kind of sexual activity to reproduce, to bring a child into this shithole, has nanoparticulates or nanopoison inside their bodies, to the core. The seed is loaded with it, so is the egg. And when the zygote is formed, and attaches itself to the uterine lining, the umbilical cord that feeds that child is also feeding it nanoparticulates through the mother's digestive system. Those particulates are also splitting with the cells. So when a child is coming out, being born, through no fault of their own, they may have issues going on, mental issues, because their brains is loaded with heavy metals. And what I mean by heavy metals, high concentrations of condensed metal particulate matter that may be lodged in the brain as a result of being exposed to this nano pollutant. East Indian women are seeing this because their pollution levels are so high and so drastic high, and they believe the same thing was going on in China. And then they want to vaccinate your children, adding more nano to an already compromised child. That's your kids that you're producing. I'm pointing all this out, and I'm showing you the dots. Ryan says you should connect the dots. I agree, you should. But I'm showing you the dots. Getting you to think, getting you to have a perspective. You may not agree, that's cool, I have no problem. But You need at least need to know what is being said. You need to investigate. Okay. I'm hoping that what I'm saying tonight is going to propel you to get off your ass and to look at what's been said. Look around you. Look around you in your environment. Does this seem, for lack of a better word, normal? That we have so many people out there today are walking derelicts? You know, they're completely lost. They've lost their minds. They don't think. They're over-responsive, over-reactive, violent. Does this seem normal? Is this to be considered normal? And when the frequencies are elevated, do you also notice that sometimes there's such a eruption of emotionalism that's highly unusual? Have you ever noticed that? You think that's normal? You still think those lines in the sky are condensation that don't disappear in temperatures at minus 40? Could it be possible there's a chemical reaction going on in the sky that's creating a containment of a technology that can be spread by a frequency and scattered over a wide range of land and area? Do you think that's possible today? Or do you still think that the science of today is still back in some 1950, 1960 mode? When Russia can fire a hypersonic missile, that means the missile is moving at such a high speed, beyond the speed of sound, that it cannot be tracked by radar, what is that telling you about the advancements of science today? When you see the weather becoming drastically altered, areas that never see snow are seeing snow. Areas that never saw flooding are seeing flooding. Areas that are seeing high gust winds, have never seen winds, are seeing this. Do you think quite possibly that maybe there's something going on technologically? Years ago, when I was growing up as a kid, and we're talking ancient times here, people got sick, but they never stayed sick. Ever notice that? Those of you born in the 50s and 60s, you know, from the same era. We all went to school. We had 3 feet of snow we had to walk through. We had rain we had to walk in. Hot days, humid days, dry days. And we got hit with all these different environments. And there are people that got sick, right? A couple here and there. But they didn't stay sick. They got over it, a couple days, whatever, back to normal. What are we seeing today? Whoa, ho, ho. Almost everybody that you are around has some kind of health condition. Everybody that's around you is on some kind of pharmaceutical drug, which, by the way, has a nano delivery method, and which, by the way, has a nanometallic component to it. Silica. Titanium. And whatever other metal they decide to put in there. Look at your vitamins. Go to a health food store. Go to a well-known health food store. Go to the top-of-the-line health food companies. Go look at the top doctor lines that are being sold and they're being propagated as the best vitamins and blah da dee and blah da da, and they got all kinds of soy and silica, and they got all kinds of titanium and aluminum in their products, and those metals are all on a nano scale. And they're telling you they're the best products they've gotten, this and that, and this product will put a red S on your chest and blue underwear, and you'll leap tall buildings and have X-ray vision, and your bullets will bounce off you at least once, and then, you know, all these things. Pay attention. Connect the dots. See if I, let me play the adversarial advocate here. I'm not going to play a devil's advocate. I'm not a devil. But I'm going to play the adversarial advocate. In other words, your antagonist. I want to take out a people. I want to make sure I get as many as I can. So what am I going to do? What's the best place for me to take out people? Okay? You can make them all sick. They go to the doctor. The medical field will take them out. Ah, that's pretty good. You get pretty good numbers there. You get them all compromised. You get a lot, sure. I want something more. I'm greedy. I want to see more people suffer. I'm one of those bastards that, you know, want to make sure I got you. You're going to get it. Because a lot of people don't go to a doctor. A lot of people don't get vaccinations. Okay, so we got, how are we going to get these guys? How are we going to get these people? Okay, we'll propagate all kinds of campaigns, and we'll get them going to a health food store. And then we'll tell them a lot of the shit that's good for them, and give them all kinds of studies, falsified studies. We'll put them even in a directory. We'll put them even in a database, so some idiot will propagate these databases and sell them to people, and further propagate what we want to get done. So we'll get this going, and then we'll start loading these supplements. Well, first we won't load them up right away. We'll give them something that's really good. They'll believe, oh, this is really good stuff. It's really working. And then after a while, we'll start slipping it in. We'll start cutting a corner. And then we'll regulate those vitamins so that they all have to be like the pharmaceutical stuff. Wow, we'll get a lot more there. Look at how many more we're getting there, boy. Ooh. So what we missed in the medical, what we missed in the pharmaceutical, we now got in the nutraceutical. Ooh. Wow. We got them coming and going. And now what's even better, we get a double whammy here. They go to the doctor, it doesn't work. Then now they go to the nutraceutical, the health food industry, and they buy their stuff, and it further adds to the problems they're already doing. Pretty smart, eh? That's somebody that would be your adversary. That's how they would think. An adversary is an opponent, somebody that would either challenge you or antagonize you or assault you for no reason. For no reason. You're making war on somebody, you know, that would be an antagonist, you know, an adversary, someone that will challenge, you know, and try to dominate. We are in a demonically possessed planet. Don't ever for 1 minute think otherwise. And everything in this planet that's going on right now, that's operating right now, is running by some heavy duty demonic forces. I have no bones in telling you this. Now, having said that, there is a living God, okay, and he does provide answers, either through people, or he'll provide solutions to some of the things that he has created, or he'll provide options that will come your way to show you what you need to do to protect yourself. Okay, that comes from a living God, not a devil, not an adversary, from a living God. And that's the hope there. Now, I've said a lot of heavy-duty things tonight, and I point a lot of heavy-duty things, because you need to see what's going on. And like I said, hopefully this will propel you to get off your ass and start looking. You may not agree. You may even think I'm an asshole. That's cool. I have no problem with that either. I'm good. I got big shoulders. I got a thick chin. I can take it. But you may find that this asshole might have told you the truth. And this asshole might be leading you in where you need to go. Because I've had that happen. I've had people tell me this. You know, we did a challenge once, using oculars to go and look at the food supply. And the guy told me, he wrote me back and says, "I thought you were an asshole, and I thought I'm going to prove you wrong." I said, "Okay, cool." So he did. He went and bought the ocular and he wrote me back and he thanked me. And he told me, he said, "I thought you were a real thing, you know, an asshole." But wow, he says, "You know, I freaked. Everywhere I looked, this is all you saw. And now I'm going to tell you something else. This hijacking that they performed is in deep in the DNA of what we're eating. They left no stone unturned. Now there are ways to negate this and neutralize this, and I show you a lot of things on the YouTube, and I show you things on the BitChute. The access is free. Go look at the stuff. Not charging nothing. Go take a look. You might be surprised what you might learn. You might be surprised that the life you save may not only be yours, but the people that in your network. You might want to consider. You know. And maybe, just maybe, you might realize that I'm not being a pessimist. I might be a little cynical. I've kind of developed that over time. But you may find that as hard as a pill this may be to swallow, once you start investigating this, you're going to freak, you're going to be afraid, you're going to panic. That's good. Good sign, actually. It means your spirit and your soul is still alive, and you haven't been taken over by a machine. You haven't been taken over by artificial intelligence. You haven't been taken over by your cell phone. You haven't been taken over by a frequency. The next step after that will be to learn how to defend yourself against this terrorism. This is terrorism. Okay, this is the utmost terrorism. All these distractions that we're seeing on the television today, all these distractions we're seeing on YouTube, the coronavirus, the implication of, not the implication, what's the term? I lost it. Where Mr. Trump was set free. You know, he was dismissed of all his charges. This is now taking precedence as well as distractions. You know, so many people now off the coast of Japan have been caught with this, a new virus that they found in Brazil. These are all distractions. That's all they are. Keep the nose to the grindstone. Keep your nose to the grindstone. See what's really there. Life as you know it will come to an end. And you will see the reality of what's really going on. Because the more of us that wake up, and the more of us that can brainstorm, the more of us then can come up with better solutions to defend and protect those who we care about. And with things that are coming down the pipe, we're seeing the experimentation going on in China with 6G. They're trying to tell us all it's a virus, it's a pathology, it's blah, blah, blah. Really? Coronavirus, crown virus, the crown, they're hitting the head. And these viruses, this particular virus, apparently, supposedly, it came from a snake. Now, again, follow the dots on this. How do viruses that have been in animals for forever, all of a sudden now, are jumping from the species that they're known to be in, and they're cross-species jumping? How is that possible? Why is it possible? Where did it become a reality? Did it happen as a result of a natural course? I don't think so. Did it happen as a course of maybe it got assistance from a lab? Sounds more reasonable. Could have possibly been developed by a military industrial complex? Highly likely and extremely probable. The 6G that activates that program in these people. You ever see these people just run, trying to move away, and then just drop? As if somebody took a gun and shot and severed their spine and they just collapsed? How many of you ever had a flu of any kind? How many of you were able to even run, walk with a flu? How many were so weak you barely got out of bed to take a piss? And we see somebody standing on their feet, running away or trying to get away from something and then collapse? Connect the dots. How did they collapse? Did they just drop like somebody disengaged them? Somebody turned the switch off? You say, well, a virus could do this. Possibly. But I've never known one to do it like that. Unless it had a little help. Got by with a little help from some friends. Connect the dots. Anyway, I want you to take a look at the links tonight. Share them with everybody. Share them with people, you know, in your network. Talk to, I have discussions with Brian all the time. And, you know, and sometimes frustrations can get in. And I always tell him all the time, you know, when we're talking sometimes, I say, you know, we got to wake people up, because if we don't wake them up, very people we don't wake up today, we may have to challenge, or they may be our adversaries tomorrow. And the point I'm trying to get across here is, you don't have to convert anybody. Don't even try it. It's a waste of time. But at least give them the information and let them read it. Even if they scoff at it, don't worry about it. Big deal. I scoffed at the idea of God a long time. I didn't believe in God. I thought God was a joke. I scoffed. You got to be kidding me. You believe in that? Today, I'm a firm believer in the living God. Okay. So, you know, things happen and here I am. My point to you is this, you know, just as the Bible says, tell them the truth, let the truth set them free. Okay, either they will listen or they won't. That simple. If they don't take it personal. Okay, don't react. People are stupid, this is true. Say it all the time, I say it all the time. Sometimes I shake my head, oh geez, you know God was not kind. That's how I say sometimes. Sometimes I say something else. Just convey the message, relay it, and let it fly. All we're obligated to do is really to help each other, is to tell each other the truth, and be there if and when we're needed. That's it. Everyone has to come to this conclusion. And once everybody starts connecting the dots, whatever conclusions they come up with is going to be thought-provoking any way you look at it. Any way you look at it. So let them think. Let them be provoked to thinking. Let's hope you can propel them off their ass and so that they can go look at the information. My perspective on the take anyway. Alrighty, I'm always talking about giving your support. Now my idea of giving your support is really simple. You know, if you can help financially, do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. That's simple. But what would be good in your support, so you can't help financially, and that's fine. You know, there are times in our lives we go through some ringers. There are times we're at the top of the heap, and there are times we're at the bottom. And sometimes when we're at the bottom of the heap, it's to teach us to appreciate it when we do get back at a reasonable level of success. So we don't take it for granted. But if you can share the information and propagate the information of these links and sites, that would be contributing, sharing, caring, giving, you know, being a good neighbor. So you do that. Now, if you can share, if you do have financial whatever, then do that too. You know, you got Brian396. He's got his nano research on the minds.com. He's got a photo gallery on the Google, photos, google.com. You got Aeromac on his YouTube channel. You know, he's another fellow that's getting active, more active, and he's doing his part in getting people informed on health and current events. Check him out, support him any way you can. You got the Augmented Force site that I've got. You got the BitChute channel I've got. You've got the YouTube channel I've got. The YouTube channel is free. The websites are all free. I don't need your firstborn. I don't need you to sacrifice anything. Go and read the data. Go and download the data. Become familiar with the data so that you do not get taken for a loop. Go check out Brian396's information. Check out his data. Okay? Look at the in-depth research he's done so when you read these sites, you're not caught up in some stupid deception. You can see what's going on. Okay? Check out Aramac's site. Again, he's putting stuff out there. Okay? Learn. Obtain the information. Test the information. Experiment with it. Become one with it. Become one with the truth, you know. That kind of thing. Check it out. Alrighty. Help any way you can. Anyway, and anything you do will always be appreciated. I appreciate it all the time. When people say that they built my stuff, they've done this, they've seen that, you know. It's always appreciative to know that you've done something for somebody and you've helped them out. All right. To the next segment, to your health. Share the health is like sharing the wealth. Take care.